One of the places where I regularly chant has a little garden where there was an empty throne. Around the throne there was a vine with a honey-like flowers which were visited in the morning, or which are visited in the morning, by a bird which looks like a colibri, very small bird, who drinks the honey. I had decided to place a small wooden block with the letters of the holy name carved in on the empty throne. Now on the next morning I saw a little miracle. There were two huge flowers, as huge as two hands, I should say, which had blossomed overnight when the holy name was installed on that empty throne. I saw that as a definite inspiration. When we install Krishna in our heart and our life, I mean, when we give him a prominent place, time-wise, attention-wise, by the arrangements which we make to keep a good slot for him, then everything will blossom. There's a statement in the scriptures which says that the holy name, when it is properly cultivated, will open a little bit and show us the form of Krishna. When he is cultivated more, we will all of a sudden become aware of Krishna's qualities, like his extraordinary mercifulness for his devotees and his playful nature in his pastimes, which evoke smiles in his devotees. When the holy name blossoms a little further, we will actually become a witness of his divine pastimes, which are always going on. Especially here in Vrindavan, this is true. Lord Krishna never steps even one step out of the boundaries of Vrindavan and prefers to frolic in his eternal pastimes here. And sometimes he looks through the curtain of the bewildering potency and gives us a little sign, I am here. Whenever you call for me, I am here. I'm listening to you. This is the magic of Vrindavan. You actually contact Krishna.